And now, by relay from New Jersey, here's Bob Womack.
From the deepest quantum levels of your mind, we bring you Atomic Tales! Starring Jeff Marshall. Atomic Tales is conjured through the power of the Chromium World Theater in association with the publication that darns the tapestry of worlds to come.
Intriguing.
Magazine. 19055 AD. Impossibly far, unthinkably close. In this stunning year, living is simple. All you need is your Unicard, the card that does everything for everyone who lives in the future world of Infinity City. But as Cal's about to discover, this techno-solution to so many questions can be a future nightmare in the making.
Newton, Cal, 242, recognize.
Boy, sorry I didn't open the door for you, Mr. Newton.
Why, that's fine. Billy, I just punched in my Unicard and the computer, recognizing my unique number, opened the door.
Yeah, I don't know where we'd be without Unicards. They're computer accurate.
How could mankind ever have used anything else? Oh, gee, it's late. Ada'll be so mad she'll spit lemons. I better punch her and quick.
Gosh, that wife of yours sure cracks a nylon whip, Cal.
Oh, she can be crusty, but underneath she doesn't mean the thing she says. Oh, hello, Ada?
Cal, still at work? Most husbands get their work done in the daytime, but not you. I'll just disintegrate dinner again. Mother was right. You always add up to nothing.
Ada, you're just stuck in an infinite loop of nagging.
I bet you didn't remember to book Mr. Chong's for tomorrow. What kind of anniversary is that? Why bother to teletransport home at all?
My anniversary. Oh, Billy, sometimes I'd rather be someone else.
I've Got Your Number by Stanford Crank, also starring Lucy C. Petrie, produced by Frank C. Petrie, with Montgomery Holmes, Alexander Lowell, and regular guest star Kate Kid O'Mahony as Ada. As Cal Newton scurries toward the molecular travel booths, he thinks he's hurrying home. But is he hurrying too hard for comfort?
Ugh, rush hour. The teletransporter kiosks will be packed out. There's a lot of people on the streets of Infinity City.
Uh-huh. A billion people squared.
You're headed cross town to Neighborhood 3?
To my own semi-duplex. And you're headed home to give Ada those candies?
To Suburb 64, the proudest burb in Infinity.
Suburb 64? Wow, you gotta really be someone to live there.
That's why I do all the overtime. Gotta make sure my Unicard can cover the mortgage on my plush house. Get your Unicard ready, Billy. It's really busy.
It sure is, Mr. Newton. Unicard in the slot. See ya.
Smith, Wilbur, 8699, recognized.
Hey, you, stop that. Were you trying to take these candies?
Hey, sorry, Daddy-O. I'm starving. Let's chat, Hepcat.
Hepcat? Base 7 street lingo. You're a zero.
It's the style, Smile.
Oh, a zero? Hey, fella, I can't talk to someone who's just dropped out of society, who's rejected all its rules. A person with no number, no Unicard, a nothing, nobody.
Hey, say, fella, don't groove down on me till we've wrapped.
Help! I'm being attacked by a Zero! Help! Police!
Right here, sir. Get back, Zero. Officer Leibniz.
Captain Guttle, Federal Identity Bureau.
This guy's a person, sir. Newton Cal 242. But this guy, he's a Zero.
Hey, daddy-os, we don't got no beef. Lay your hands off of me.
Restraint collar, Leibniz.
Say, Godel, what are you going to do with him?
He's going to be renumbered. Leibniz, put our friend in the air car.
Okay. Zero, no number, no rights.
Well, it's good to see the Zero Squad's helping those nobodies. Oh, say, I'm even later now that time's passed. I'll use that empty kiosk.
Shut for maintenance.
I'm in a hurry. Gotta feed my Unicard in.
Newton Cal 242, recognize.
The booth! It shocked me.
I told you that booth needs calibration. You can't be going in again.
Yeah? Watch me, buddy.
He's gone. But what's this?
Error. Newton Cal 242. Double entry. Double entry. Double entry. Double entry.
Oh, my knee. My suit's ripped. Rough landing. Oh, the teletransporter gave me the bum's rush. Oh, just check them all here. Whoop, sure am. Good old suburb 64.
Say, mister, you okay? I'll help you up. Just don't get blood in my plasticine dress.
Oh, the plasticine hugs your curves perfectly. Aren't you the prettiest Guardian Samaritan?
Why, thanks. I'm Zeta. Zeta Fibonacci.
Cal. Cal Newton. Thanks for your help, Miss Fibonacci. But I gotta find my wife. She'll be waiting in our air car. It's a Comet Crimson model.
Say, isn't that it?
Hey, yeah. Say, that's my hover car. And there's Ada in the passenger seat. She never lets me drive. Well, who's that behind the wheel? She's...
Say, she's kissing that guy as they drive off.
That's why she told me not to bother hurrying home. I'm a techno-putz. But there was something oddly deja vu about his face.
You're right.
But it's our anniversary tomorrow. I gotta talk some sense into her. If I get to the next station, I can head them off.
Error. Double entry. Invalid number.
My hand! The teletransporter's rejected my number, but why? Gee, I'm a mess. I must have folded, spindled, or mutilated my card. Zeta, can I use yours?
Well, that's kind of difficult, Cal. I don't have one. I'm a zero.
A zero? But you look so well-kept. Oh, gee, I'm in such a jam. My wife's gone off with that strange-looking guy.
He wasn't strange-looking, Cal. He looked just like you, even dressed the same. Only not so beat up.
My God, you're right. He was my twin. Zeta, don't you see? Somehow that faulty teletransporter copied me, and my duplicate's trying to take over my life. An anti-Cal. It's impossible, but it's happened. Nice house. Just as it is in my mind. The kitchen sink nuke pump needs changing. Ha, Cal, you never did anything around here, did you? No brains, no life, no energy. Well, that's all gonna change.
Why, it's like you're a new man. So strong, so lively.
Maybe I am, Ada. And maybe I'm going to see to it that the old one never returns.
Oh.
Hello? Is that the Unicard Corporation? I'd like to report that my Unicard has been copied.
Oh, Cal, I wish I could live here. It's like an idol.
It's an idol, all right. I don't get this, Zeta. You're no natural zero. How did you come to reject everything society stands for and become a wandering nobody?
Well, after a hover surfboard accident, I was registered dead and my number was canceled. It was my fault. I should have paid more attention to that death certificate.
Couldn't you get help?
I'm an orphan.
But living like a zero? Zeta, how can you? Life without a number? Oh, a bubble cab. I'll hail it. Taxi?
Hello, citizen. Insert card and state destination.
Eisenhower and Third.
Your card has been reported copied. New destination, Identity Bureau HQ.
The FIB will be renumbered.
The doors, they're locked. Zeta, we're stuck.
Wait, I've got an idea.
Landing now. Oh, my leg. Almost broken. We fell nearly the length of a canyon. The Zero Squad!
We've got to run! Away! We're not in the systems. Your Unicard's copied. The computers say I'm dead.
We're being hunted. We gotta run. Now! Good idea of mine to hide down this storm drain you pointed out, Zeta. But it's only a matter of time before those squad bloodhounds find us. You seem to know your way around this huge, echoing labyrinth of an urban combined storm drain and power system.
It's not the first time I've come down one of these pipes. Nearly there.
Yeah, through a haze of weird smoke. Figures hunched over a log barbecue. Huh, we're out of the fire and into the lion's den. Zeros!
Cal, these are my friends. Nada, Blanco, Zilch.
Hey, Cal, sit down, cool out, drop in, picture that pile of other people's stuff.
Wait, you steal to live? What? That's just wrong.
We just take anything we want. Straight out of the city, man. We don't got smart unicards. We lost them. Yeah,
Blanco was a jazz pianist. Me, I was an urban pharmacist, you dig?
Hey, that's not a bad brand at all. Flavor like the best cigar.
Yeah, I tried to make a living out of it, but it went to my head, Ted. My card, she got, like, taken. Whoosh! Now, I live without rules, Jules.
All right.
And Blanco lost his Unicard because working as a musician's unreliable and unsafe.
Well, you can't blame the system.
Well, my fingers get as much exercise down here as they ever did in the city.
You sure do.
Say, was that a rat trying to get into my pocket?
Oh,
sorry. I guess I'm getting pretty paranoid down here. Yeah, but I'm forgetting my troubles and my doppelganger's game of guile. Oh, now I'm hungry. Hungry for justice.
We'll eat soon, Cal. And that rat was Nada.
My card? Copied, useless, but still my uni card. Why steal it?
We gotta steal, deal. Zero's gotta take what we can, Stan. I play piano with my tambourines, but now I play serious puss, nurse.
Stealing's our thing, King.
All right.
Hey, that's a neat trick. You must show me sometime. Hey, what's that? The squad! They're releasing some kind of gas.
That gas, Daddy-O's. Can't let them get us. We don't want to go for a renumber. I'm out to inhale it, Cal Cat.
This is one hit. I don't lie.
Zeta, the gas seeping into our lungs. Oh, my God. Will we survive?
We might be on Earth, but this tale's out of this world. Who's that wielding that attractive technical device? Why, it's Alexander Lowell, radio's man of voices.
Just fine, Bob. I live or die by my ability to mimic anyone in the world at any time, so I need to employ youth technology. Microfacial from Boudoir James. It's the first fuss-free fusion of advanced microwaves and handheld convenience.
You mean Boudoir James has used electromagnetic physics to create a handy home wrinkle melter that breaks down hardened old skin speedily, leaving fresh tingling skin emerging from underneath the ruin of age?
That's exactly what I mean, Bob. Holding the microfacial to my eye, where you'll find invisibly small crow's feet, and depressing this lever...
Amazing! The wrinkles just melt away like wet clouds hit by a righteous sunbeam.
And underneath, tender, pink young skin. Microfacial uses the same waves that science uses to scan the skies for saucers, each less than a centimeter long. And that has to be good. Microfacial from Boudoir James.
In this month's intriguing magazine, Brubaker Reinhardt argues for the transformation of these wastes into verdant pasture lands. Ice wranglers will use mammoth air heaters to blast bergs to Billy O. More water for fish and man. Brubaker Reinhardt's much-reviewed science essay in the science periodical that pulps the pulps.
Intriguing.
Magazine. And now back to the streets of Infinity City, where the words everyone wants to hear are, I've got your number.
say it's morning in the city, Zeta. Oh, say, this is neighborhood 3 where young Billy lives. Oh, I...
Cal, you're hurt. You've been beaten, burnt, cut, dropped, and gassed. We gotta get to a clinic.
Oh, Zeta, they'd laugh us out of the wards with my uni card not working and you being registered dead. There's a mini bank in that wall. Hey, if I can just order a new uni card. Hello?
Hi there. I'm your teller. Uni card, please. I'm sorry, sir, but a new uni card's already been ordered and the code's changed. Sir, I'm going to have to report this on the graphic telex.
Tell her who you are.
But it's not her fault. It's Anti-Cal. He's stronger and I'm weakening. It's like all my life is being sucked out of me.
Cal, you're collapsing.
Oh.
La ba da 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 bum 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 da 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 da. Oh, Cal, I can't believe you've got so much energy. You've mowed my lawn nice and close, screwed in my disposal unit where I've always wanted it. You're quite a man today.
I just feel so full of life, Ada. It's as if I have the energy of 2 men.
Well, with what you've done around the house for me today, I'd say, boy, are you right. Cal, after our anniversary dinner at Mr. Chong's tonight, I was wondering if you'd take me to...
Suburb 69? Your favorite spot? Of course.
How wonderful. We haven't been there since our honeymoon. Cal, this is the best week of my life.
That's great, honey. First week of my life, and the last week of yours, Cal.
Kitty Zeta, groovy baby. Wow-wee. Cal Daddy-O looking rad. We've been running from the squad. We got fear, hunger.
Hey, we need eat, sweets. Say, looky there.
What?
A robo drugstore.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get what we need.
But Cal, we haven't got a working uni card, and none of us have numbers.
Who cares? Give me everything you got.
I'm sorry, sir, but your uni card isn't working. The computer said...
Ooh-wee! Dig, Cal-Cat, he just ripped the head off that robo-clerk.
He must have been driven nuts by pain, injury, insults, and rejection.
Oh, yes, all of those. I can't take any more. I used to work in a tower. Now I'm in the gutter. All for the want of my number.
Sir-wee, he a real zero now.
I know that air car, Cal. It's yours.
What? You're right.
Who that driving it? Say, it's...
Anti-Cal.
That's right. I knew you'd wander the streets. Useless, even before I came along, and doubly useless now.
Get away from Cal, you copied creep.
I see you've even found yourself a little zero girl. Only a zero could want you.
Oh, man.
You take that back, you duplicated devil.
He got a molecular integrator.
That's right. I've got a molecular integrator. Step back.
Say, Mr. Newton.
It's Billy, my office junior.
Mr. Newton, how you doing? I...
What?
Wait.
Billy.
There's 2 of you. How's that possible?
Billy, don't get between us.
I'll pull the kid out of the way.
Integrate to hell, Cal!
Cal, duck!
Blanco, Billy, they caught the blast.
Ooh, that integrator smashed their atoms together like utter pain, Jane.
But I'll see you again, and soon, Cal.
Blanco, he's split to the jazz club in the sky, man. Billy, he's dead too, Cal.
My friends, dying, my life. Fading, Oh,
his skin's so pale.
Zeta, it's useless. I'm no zero. Soon, he'll be the only evidence that I ever existed. We have to stop him.
But how? We don't even know where to find him.
Oh, Zeta, that's it. Even in my weakened state, I'm not gonna forget my anniversary. I know where they'll be.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Well, folks, I'm a bag of nerves. You know, folks, I often relax with a copy of Intriguing magazine, and the current issue contains a terrifying investigation of the perils of oil. Oil is the secret go-juice that gives modern gasoline its pep. But could that secret turn against those that feed it? Oilologist Dr. Delray Burnham, in his article, The Oozing Fear, warns us that oil could be a source of terror. We're all alert to oil spill perils. Only the other day, I slipped in my garage. Ouch. But some former Nazi Europe mad scientists are set on making oil germs designed to consume our precious oil. In this doomsday scenario, Frankenstein microbes would literally eat oil spills. Scare tactics or chilling plausibility? But now we leap out into the path of tension to discover whether our hero will make it out of our story alive.
Oh, Cal, Mr. Chong's Chinese food is so exotic.
It's mysterious, too, Ada, even these days. Shrimp cracker?
Cal, this is such a magical evening. You're a real husband to me.
Hey, someone break air car windows in parking lot.
Cal, what is it?
You stay here, Ada. I'll soon sort this out. My air car. The windows smashed in. Tires let down. Oh, I know who's behind this zero move, but he's reckoned without my integrator.
Looking for this, Cal?
Hey, Cal! Oh, my God! He's like you, yet hideously unlike. Strong, eyes glinting with dynamic evil.
The teletransporter merely released the inner Cal, who could make decisions, who could work around the house, who could take Ada for swanky dinners and to Suburb 69. I'm the you that you always wanted to be. Why not just let me be you?
Cal-man, don't listen to him. He's not you.
You're right. It's time to get my life back.
You forget I have all your mind, too. I guessed you'd try this little zero diversion. The integrator's power cell is here in my pocket.
Cal, who's this zero?
Ada, somehow the teletransporter copied me, split me in two, and this evil version of me's been taking my place.
I know. Since this Cal took me in his strong, molecularly reconstituted arms, I knew he was a copy created by a science accident. But I don't care. You're not the Cal I wanted to marry. You're an urban wimp.
Wimp? You've taken my life, my wife, my job, and my number, but now I'm taking it all back.
The cows, they're fighting.
How do I know who I'm hitting? We're identical.
Hit what doesn't hurt.
Ah, you're right. Take this.
No, get off him.
This is freaking my mind out. Wait, one of them's got a gun.
And this time I've put the power cell in. Cal, die!
No! Ah!
Like, wow, their molecules were fried-y-o, atoms over easy. But which one's left, Jeff?
Zeta, know me by my skin.
Of course, he's pale. It's our Cal. He's alive. But the anti-Cal had the power cell. I don't understand.
Just one of the skills I was taught by Blanco before he died. I picked his pocket as we wrestled and got the power cell back.
He sure was evil, but our Cal can't beat him, Jim.
Yeah, well, I almost wasn't. The loss of my uni card and my number, that was my responsibility.
Yeah, I guess if I weren't a creeping zero, I'd know if someone takes your number, then it's your fault, Walt.
Oh, more than that, Zilch. It's our duty to protect our numbers so we can all feel safe and nobody can misuse our numbers.
Hey, I never thought of it like that. And look at him lying there to think it all started when a number went missing.
Nada, you're right. Zeta, don't you see what Nada's drug-damaged, rebellion-soaked brains put its finger on? If a man can lose his uni card, he can lose his number.
Cal, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that we can't let people lose their numbers, so we're going to have to...
Of course! Make the numbers part of us!
That's right, Zeta. I knew you'd catch on. Top thinkers will have to talk to all the companies who make Unicards and who are expert in punching technologies. Soon, we'll all have our unique numbers punched into our bodies where they'll never go missing.
The Zero Squad!
We gotta run!
Nobody move!
Godel, you've arrived at the brink of time. It's hard to believe, Godel, but this body's of an evil duplicate, made of me by a faulty teletransporter.
Yes, Cal, we knew about that. There's nothing the Zero Squad doesn't know about double entry. Who's this pretty lady?
Oh, this is my wife, Ada.
What?
That's confirmed. You're a lucky guy.
But
trust me, Zeta.
Oh, Cal, I do. I trust you so.
The only thing left to do is to take in these other Zeros.
Hands up, you nobodies. Integrator on.
Why? Oh, Cal Cat, say something.
Cal Kitty, help us, Gus.
I am helping you. To become part of society again.
You can't let them take us for renumbering.
No, we like being Zeros, man. Yeah. With no rules, no control.
Soon you'll be new people with new special numbers. Good night, citizens.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, Cal, do you think we'll ever see them again?
Perhaps, Zeta. But if we do, they won't be nada and zilch. They'll be better, stronger, finer people.
It just seems such a shame. They were my friends.
Yes, Zeta, they were. Good friends. But only when we were down. I was a different person, and you were so confused.
But Cal, how do I fit into this new world?
Oh, Zeta, honey, you know how you fit in. When I took Ada's Unicard from her pocket during the fight, and before she made her evil choice and was integrated to death, I knew that I had a chance to make you...
Her! Of course. Cal, do you mean it?
Of course I do, Zeta, darling. But it's up to you to choose. You can either be a hunted, insignificant Zero, or you can have this number and become my girl. Version 1 of Mrs. Cal Newton didn't work out so well. How about being version 2?
Oh, Cal, yes.
Well, life in the suburbs of times to come sure seems idyllic, and Cal and Zeta are sure to have a perfectly perforated partnership after their newly numbered nuptials. Don't forget to lock on to this signal and tune in next week to another of our thrillingly possible
Atomic Tales!